Today's segment of the Church of the Subgenius, and welcome again, J.R. Bob Dodds. A special day today, of course, our last segment, 1987, moving into 1988 in a brand new Subgenius era.
A slack-filled year it's been.
How are you feeling, Bob?
Well, very good. I did a little consultant this week. Consulting work, the Grateful Dead asked me to contribute some video for their New Year's Eve special on cable TV on the west coast of the United States. They've got a big hit, you know, and they need the Bob.
Sure.
They need video to support it, because you get into those lofty realms of big bucks, you got to have experience around you.
The Grateful Dead are a pretty down-to-earth group of people, though, aren't they?
Well, I understand Garcia was so down, he was in a coma for several months.
That's right.
Yeah, and then it took him 22 years in the music business to get a hit.
And those numbers years. Again, huh?
Yeah, this was the year, 22 years.
Wow.
I quote that from People magazine.
Yeah. Yeah.
The undisputable record of our global theater.
Yeah. Well, of course, there's Life magazine.
I heard you today talking about
those
pictures, yeah.
I'm embarrassed when you listened to me, Bob.
I wasn't.
Oh.
Yeah, it was inflicted on me by the subway manager. He listens to you on the subway.
Right?
Yeah, so I could hear it through his headphones.
Yeah, great. Well, listen, do you have any direction today, or...
I think we should have a look back.
Keep it open? A look back. I do have one question. We can either ask it now, or we can ask it later. I had someone phone in ahead of time, because they weren't going to be around between the 5:30 to 6 spot when we do this. And he is a worker, a mole, and he is working very late tonight, but lied to his boss that he was going to the John and phoned in to get his question.
So good work.
I'm going to try to relay it to you.
All right.
He only had a few moments to speak, so I'm possibly paraphrasing. If you don't understand the question, I can repeat the question. So let me try to read my handwriting. An unnamed source in the government is wondering if Mr. Dodds would be interested in training the upper echelon of the government, the managerial, I guess...
cabinet level.
Yeah. Because the upper echelon is essentially making the lower echelon work, they always have more time. They have a slack, in other words.
Yes.
Or the potential for slack.
False slack.
So I guess this person was wondering if it would be possible for you to be integrated into some workshop or training program.
Certainly. As a matter of fact, I'm going to Ottawa middle of January to meet with a cabinet minister, and this is the truth, to discuss certain areas of my expertise in the world of, shall we say, PR.
Oh, could you elaborate on that at all, or is it...
It's confidential until it happens, but I will be going to Ottawa, and I think this person, it must be a subgenius, psychically picked up that I was going to be implemented into a program anyway, so the Council of Ten has ordered me this branch work in Canada for the month of January anyway, so that person could have slack coming any moment now, because the upper level has false slack, therefore creating the employees in a situation of no slack, but I will try to bring in some real slack, trickle it down to the type of people like that questioner.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate that question.
Good.
But as a way of looking back, I think we should celebrate the fluidity, the ease and grace with which I was able to manifest myself here on the air and begin the Electric Church in 1987. I think we should reflect back on how smooth it was, and not much ruffles caused. No, the Pinks really didn't notice it, how easily we could move Bob Marshall out of his work. 3 years of very good probing work, and then it was time for his mask to be pulled off, and a new force brought on the air. And what I like is that Bob Marshall's work has been able to be continued via Mae Brussel Sunday morning. And we should be thankful that we were able to, under this environment at CKLN, to make this transition quite easily, because as the theme song, which hasn't been played before 3 or 4 weeks ago, illustrates and proselytizes the fact that the X's have landed. It's been quite a turbulent year, and they are in the process of landing. That's why the Subgenius book is erroneous. It talks about the landing in July 5th, 1998. But living under conditions of really 365 days every 24 hours, you know, 1 year every, one annum every 24-hour period, then we have certainly sped up to the point that the X's have landed, the turmoil and various optimistic and pessimistic notes and struck in the global theater this year that indicate some massive changes are going about. As a matter of fact, did you see this week's Time magazine?
No.
No, Newsweek. Newsweek. The cover story is the 80s are over. Now, what does this mean?
I guess the decades are a little shorter than they were.
That's right, Mike. With speed up. The 80s are over. 1992, at least, in their mind.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes a while to have a decade to become over. It has to go into a year or two into the next decade.
Right.
So that in 1987, to say the 80s are over, even from their point of view, they recognize we're around 1991, 1992. But they don't know it's 1998, 1999.
Well, think about it, though, Bob. You know, when magazines come out, and they always have the date on the magazine, the date isn't the same day as when you get the magazine in the mail, is it?
It's always a day, a week ahead.
If you take all those magazines over all the years, I guess theoretically they are the 1990s.
Good point.
I'll just throw that out to you, and you can play with it.
See, that's one of the fantastic signs of hope this year, is that your own progress.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your ability to think clearly now, to perceive clearly, and come up with these things that you couldn't come up with in June and July when we started.
I can think clearly, but I still can't speak clearly. So we'll work on that in the 1990s.
No, we're going into the year 2000.
Oh,
it's 1998, yes, which was earlier this year. We're into the year 2000 very quickly.
Oh,
as a matter of fact, we'll be well into that century by next week.
I've had a lot of calls today, just like general calls, prior to my other role as a music programmer. So I don't know, maybe later we could open the lines again. How do you feel about that, or is that necessary?
Well, I'm always open to opening the lines. No problem there, because I welcome dialogue while we're on the air. It's taking questions from the pews.
Yeah, okay. I just think there are a lot of people at home who might have questions about Bob or about the book, and I know, of course, Christmas is over now, so no doubt thousands of householders have a copy of the Subgenius book on the coffee table, and they're still wondering what to do with it. We might be able to guide a few people through some of the chapters.
Yeah, I think I will, when we come back from the tape, I want to explain some of the critical principles and precepts that I've laid down over the last 6 months, which are very important for the whole range of activities.
I think a summary might be appropriate,
From eco-media through pro-choice, through the right-wingers of the KKK, through some of the people you saw in your Life magazine, all these people need to understand the principles, all radio stations, not just the audience of CKLN, and all realms of the solar government. So I think we should run down the basic principles and show how they have actually manifested in clarity over the last 6 months just by me uttering them.
Okay. Should we go right to the tape then? And
have we covered everybody? I want to include everybody on the spectrum. All forms of advice, all forms of release, all forms of pleasure, all forms of pain are included in what I'm talking about. You know, from you to your wife. There's a big gap there. Right? In any relationship. Huge gap, and Bob operates in the gap. So I think it's about time to move.
Yeah, I think so, too. Let's move right on to this week's installment of the Subgenius tape.
This is an interesting one. It says prepares us. It warns us the beginning. Stan comes on, warns us about, it looks like some of the Subgenii lies, puzzling evidence.
Yeah.
We're on a radio show in Berkeley, and it must have created quite an effect because they're now selling it as a whole tape. So this could be interesting.
Good. Okay.
No trouble. It's going. Amen. Recording. Everything's going fine. No trouble.
Okay. This tape, Subgenius Radio Ministry No. 7, is copyright 1982 by the Subgenius Foundation.
So please bear with me if sometimes this doesn't make much sense.
It's realistic.
The sound effects and everything, this is all the way it went out over the air. Thank you.
Share the adventure. Experience the danger of the amazing world of...
Also known as Mr. Zara.
You're a good shepherd, partner. You're a personal friend. In the next 13 or 14 minutes, something good, good, good is coming your way. So don't leave this radio station. Let's have a good time together. He's all.
It's not just a dull, empty distaste for a smell of culture that expires all around you in pools of its own waste. It's not just that the old ways were best. It's not just the bastardization and perversion of every honest means of self-expression. It's not just the killership gondola.
Is that the devil?
Plus two. 4 5 is 20, plus two is 22.
Okay, we've been listening to Ivan Stang, Lies and Puzzling Evidence. I believe all reverence in the church, of course. Stang claiming to be the epoch of the church, is that correct?
Of the false church, yes.
The false church,
yeah, the industrial church is way 100 years behind. Yeah. The electric church is the only relevant thing with Finnegan's Wake. Now, I have to go into a few critical principles, right? And critical does not mean a detached point of view. It means both detached and involved at the same time. Now, I'll give you an example of the kinds of insights you can get from me. Take the Gary Hart phenomenon. He's obviously going to be president next year. He's got the right strategy. He's merged Jesse Jackson and Lyndon LaRouche into a popular image, acceptable as a white man, right? Combination of Jimmy Carter and JFK, John Fitzgerald Kennedy. It's all superimposed on his face. He is going to get it. He's bypassing the electric environment because we flipped. See, this is what Newsweek means. The 80s are over. They mean we've moved into the post-electronic sensorium. Not in actuality, but in mood mud, the public's mood, right? Especially in the United States. Now, Gary Hart, he knows that the person who occupies the White House, essentially a pink institution, has to be a reflection of the masochistic nature of the pinks in general. Now that the X's have landed, they know they're going to get the beat out of them, right? And so they have to go around practicing, rehearsing that mood, that masochistic mood. So the White House will be a sentence. This is quite obvious to most people that that position as president is a sentence on a human being, a prison term, right? So Gary Hart, because we're now aware of this subconsciously, he will be the figure for that awareness, and he realizes to get in the White House, he has to have had a criminal record, right? And so the way to have a criminal record is to announce your personal adultery.
Or to say to the press, you know, I dare you to put a tail on me. And they do, of course. Well, he was just inviting it, wasn't he? He was...
Yeah, he asked them to put a tail on, they found the tail.
Yeah, but he, you know, he wasn't trying to hide it whatsoever. And...
No, he created the disease and offered the cure. He created the possibility that he could get... sentenced.
Kind of the Henry Kissinger syndrome.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. So Kissinger runs the show. That's the whole global theater. But we're talking about the United States branch, right? That institution, that culture, visually biased, kinetic and manipulatory, right?
This particular department in that case.
An effective movie and radio, a complex of the movie and radio syndrome of the 20s, right? Television is a new situation for all cultures to handle. But we're just talking about the United States archetype. Gary Hart knows how to be that archetype, and he knows it's guilty, and he knows how to be guilty. So he will allow the pinks to identify, because the 80s are over. You have many moods of glow to glum, celebration from the 60s, 70s into repent and remorse, the 80s. The composite character of that is accepting your sentence. You were wrong, and you were right at the same time. But you must take your term. You must sit there, a cell for sitters to sit in. To quote Finnegan's Wake is what the White House is, right?
At least 4 years. 4 years minimum.
Yep. 22. Added up, 4. All right. But many people can't put 2 and 2 together. They don't come up with 22. You know what they come up with? The tetrad 4. Now, I think that kind of insight's unique here on Bob's show, right? No one's ever said that, the things I've just run through.
You're pushing like calling this Bob's show. Now, you've never said that either, so...
What? Isn't this Bob's show?
It is Bob's show. It's more like a vehicle for Bob, but it's not your show yet. It's still my show.
That's right, yeah.
And you're still my guest, and I am still the young, probing reporter, naive and duped, okay?
Well, that's right, Mike. Okay. Good, and so you do understand the situation.
I do have an ego, Bob, and sometimes it does come out.
Well, you proved it. I'm glad it did, because I said something to see if you'd go for it, and you went for it and said the correct response.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank God.
Praise Mike, praise Bob.
Sorry, Bob, I didn't mean to interrupt. Let's move
on. We do want to explain. Take any issue. Take the Palestinian route. Right? In the news last couple of weeks. Take the South African route last year. Take any route. Check the environment that happens there. For example, to an overview of the particular aspects of the electric environment in the global theater, you could look at Latin America and the Middle East as Radio City. Radio is a dominant medium. Television is making its effect there, but for the last 20 years, radio has been hotting up the situation. Now, North America, within the universal TV environment, is computer land. You got that, Mike? North America's computer land. What is Russia and China? Book city. Right? Book city. They're into the 19th century. Visual values is a returnable archetype that they can get their hands on, right? Because they can't have effective electric television and
book
radio.
Book city, isn't that young Joseph Blur?
Yeah, Marxist outlet. Yeah. It's a Marxist outlet. Leftist, right? We all know that. I mean, I've heard the guy on Ecomedia today talking about all this stuff of Ecomedia news, and he says you buy it, you get the leaflet at Book City, right? Obviously an anarchist leftist outlet. Book City. And what is Radio City? New York, right? The Ronettes, the Rockettes, the Wawa, you know. So what do you do? I mean, to apply this principle, you always got to take the technological ground of any syndrome that's happening. Abortion problem. You know, the pro-clinic, the anti-clinic. The hidden ground is television. The hidden ground is computer land. If this ground is not talked about, then any thinking done pro or con about any issue is incomplete. It's only figure without the ground. Now, these are the critical principles I'm talking about. In other words, I can't be detached from the electric environment per se. I'm inside this new tank. We're all part. We're all fish. New fish in a new tank. You know, aquarium, right? The whole planet, that's right, from the good sound effects. We've been plunked into the planet, and nature has been plunked into the satellite proscenium arch, the satellite environment. We are fish in a new environment. Here, I hear. CC, I hope. Yeah, fish. A message to the fish fresh out of the water.
Bob, it's a little after 6.
Already? My God, you see, that's why I have to come back next week. I mean, because I can't finish in the short time I've given.
Okay.
So I think if we start getting some letters sent in, besides the imminent election of the Secret Council of 10, write in. Tell the management you want Bob longer, more time, so we can bypass these silly tapes from Stang and get Bob on, at least give him an opportunity to finish his bloody sentence. Right?
Right, Bob.
Wrong, Mike.
10-4. See you next week.
We said we'd give Tom a good start. Tom Gibbons got a party coming up. We're going to be here celebrating with him. We're going to keep the slack here all till the New Year's breakout.
All the best in the 1990s, Bob.
In 1988. When you're around the pinks, you're talking about 88. Remember, it's 4 times 22, which goes full circle to the theme we started off with, 4 and 22.
Praise Bob.
88. Praise.